Boy, we're enjoying a lot of sunshine here in the studios of AM 930 WEOL, but if you walk around outside, probably doesn't feel like it. I mean, it's how cold did you say it was?
I said 34. It's right around there, right?
All right. It's not what terrible. See, 34 actually feels okay this time of the year. I mean, compared to what we usually get, or what we're used to, rather, over the last few months.
Sure.
I'm fine with 34. I could deal with 34 right now. Although Tom Kramick with Lake Erie Crushers yesterday was telling us that he's hopeful it warms up pretty soon so people can at least get back in the mood
yeah.
playing and watching some baseball.
Sure, most baseball fans are hoping it's getting warm pretty soon.
Well, we're, what, 2 weeks away? 2 weeks from this Thursday is when the Indians officially open the season. They do so in Seattle against the Mariners. The home opener isn't for another 3 weeks and change.
Sure.
So we've got some time.
Shameless plug here. Look for the Forecast Magazine, the 26th.
Oh, yeah. It's coming up here pretty soon. Yeah. It's, what, a little less than 2 weeks away.
Yep. Preview of the baseball, softball season ahead, and, of course, the Cleveland Indians with Rosie.
That's right. Yeah, speaking of, Rosie's supposed to join us at some point tomorrow,
well,
too.
There you go.
So, yeah, be aware. That's coming. It's coming your way tomorrow. Well, that might be coming tomorrow, but the here and now. We've got Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us, as she does every single week, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Vandermark Jewelers is a trusted name in jewelry. You can find Vandermark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital. Lisa, it's a pleasure to have you in studio. How are you?
I am doing well.
Glad to have you back in on our regularly scheduled day of the week. The Wednesday thing kind of threw us off, and I found out a few minutes ago you're in Matt Douglas's camp when it comes to daylight savings time.
Good.
Yes, I think it's a ridiculous notion
that
this country still has, and it throws me completely off my schedule for at least a few days.
It's not just you. I mean, there's been studies done that it says there's more accidents during this week of the year. There's people who don't come into work on that Monday and just don't really want to be there, so there's little production done. It's just a bad idea anymore.
I know I run through lots of oil, burning through my oil lamps.
And, yes, you
know,
that's exactly. We don't use those anymore. We don't need daylight savings.
Yeah, it's been about, what, 100 years,
yes,
give or take, since we used those last. So, you know, regardless, daylight savings time is not necessarily for everyone. Although, you know, I do like the fact that it's light when we leave here.
It would be anyway. It's getting closer to the point where it would. This is the way the world works. In the summer, the sun's up longer. If it's 8:15 or 9:15, what's the difference when it goes down?
I am with Matt on
Thank
this one.
You.
The way the sun rotates, we would see sunlight more anyway.
I love getting them going on.
There you
go.
It's
so fun. It's so fun. There are a few things that you can kind of poke and prod to
Thank
get
you,
him going.
Lisa.
And yeah, he.
I'm like the only one in this office who believes that way. Everyone else is like, oh no, it's great to have the sun for until 9 o'clock. And I think, really, is it? What do you do at 9 o'clock that you need the sun for?
Walk the dog?
Well, that's fine, but you can do it in the dark. It's not like it's going to be that
easy.
Dark at 9 o'clock. It absolutely is. There's street lights where you live. You don't live in the woods. I know where you live.
I
know where you live. It's bright enough.
The two of you can't go back and forth with this for quite a while.
Yes, we could.
We could. All right. Well, bigger and better business to get to, that's for sure. You wrote something yesterday, as a matter of fact. The Primary Purpose Center, which is a Sheffield-based drug treatment program, they want to expand into Elyria. Well, why was this met by council with some cautious optimism?
This has been discussed at City Council for several months now. Back in January, City Council voted to rezone the property, which would allow this group home to move in to the old Elyria Health Department. They're concerned about, you know, what the neighbors are going to say. They're concerned about how the treatment is going to be administered to some of the people who want to use the facility. They want to make it an all-women's rehab facility, actually. And they're also concerned about a split that the primary resource center has made with Lakota Way over kind of like the treatment styles. The primary resource center is maybe totally abstinence. They don't believe in any kind of drug use to wean you off of heroin. There are other programs that use kind of like a methadone clinic model, and they don't believe in that. So those are just two different approaches, and they're not kind of seeing eye to eye.
Is it just the building aspect of things for primary purpose, or is there something to Elyria that makes them want to come into this area?
The building is actually very attractive to them, and they also say that there's a lot of support in the city from the mayor's office that will welcome them into the city. There's a lot of cities that don't want their services there, and they kind of believe wrongly that it would bring drugs into their community, and so they try to go places where they're welcomed.
What's the biggest difference, or what are some of the biggest differences? I know you alluded to a couple of them earlier, but like, what are the biggest differences between this and the Licata Way?
Well, I believe the Licata Way is a, you know, they have several programs in Licata Way where you can go there for outpatient treatment, intensive outpatient treatment. And one of their programs is medical assisted treatment. Actually, you know, Licata Way is leading the way in this. They were able to receive some funding about a year and a half ago to do a program that was not even FDA approved at the time to kind of test it out. So they're leading the way in this medical assisted treatment.
Interesting stuff. Now, this was met with some cautious optimism. Like, what kind of timeline are we looking at here? When will they make a final decision on this?
You're about a month, maybe a month and a half away. They're going to take it to Planning Commission in April. They're going to have three full readings of City Council in May, and they're going to actually have a public hearing so they can hear from residents before they make a final decision.
Well, you actually also wrote some stories with some really good positive feels this week, and I want to focus on a couple of those. First, dealing with the Elyria Rotary Club giving away $50,000 in scholarships this year, an awfully impressive number. They're celebrating their 100th year in service, also very cool stuff. What are some of the qualifications? What do the applicants have to do in order to apply?
The Elyria Rotary Club Scholarship is a community service-based scholarship. I mean, they're, of course, looking for students who have a strong academic resume, but they want those students who are out in the community and who are helping out and, you know, volunteering and giving of their time and their service to others. And, you know, and the initial scholarship is $20,000, so that's $5,000 a year for 4 years, but then they're also going to have kind of these one-time scholarship grants that they're going to give out kind of to celebrate their 100th centennial anniversary.
Wow, and I think you put in your story also, they've given away somewhere in the area of like $250,000.
Absolutely.
That's crazy. That's a lot of money for scholarships. Well, I mean, you've got a daughter in college. You know how much $5,000 a year does? I mean,
$5,000 goes so far. And the students who are eligible for this award are only in the high schools of Elyria, Elyria Catholic, Midview, Open Door, and First Baptist Christian School. So this is a very small population of students who can apply for the scholarship. So that makes it even more attractive.
If you got a son or daughter getting ready for college in that area, I mean, get them in there.
Well, and I think, too, what it sounds like is they're trying to promote community service, sure, getting out in the community, doing some things, I think, that would go just a little bit further. I mean, have you had a chance to kind of get a sample as to what kinds of people are applying for these scholarships as far as what kind of work they're doing in the community? I know we talk a little bit about that, what some of the kids are out there doing in the community on a daily basis, but what kinds of things are they looking for exactly?
Well, they want kids who are very well-rounded. You know, if sometimes children think, you know, I volunteer in my church, that doesn't really matter. You know, I'm working, so I don't have time to do a lot of volunteering. Maybe I do a few hours here or there at the Friendship APL, or I'm working at the local soup kitchen. It's kind of a combination of all of those things so they can see what a student is doing and kind of prepare themselves for life after high school.
And I think the deadline is a little bit less than a month away, right? We're looking at somewhere in April for that?
Yes, April 20th, I believe, is the deadline.
Okay, so we got just over a month then. We're looking at about five
weeks. And I like this scholarship. Typically, they only get between 25 and 50 applicants. So when you look at the odds of whether or not you can win $20,000, they're in your favor.
Well, yeah, and I mean, geez, oh man, that goes such a long ways. I mean, you just mentioned it, $5,000 a year. That goes a very, very long ways with as much as college costs these days. That makes a huge difference. We'll finish on this. You wrote a story about a gentleman named Larry Wilson. Now, the Elyria Hockey Club recently honored him. What made his story so compelling?
I believe Larry Wilson has touched so many lives in the area of youth hockey that people were happy to give him this award. I did a short video, and we put it on Facebook, and that video has received like 12,000 views since we posted it. We were not expecting the kind of response that we got. It's been shared all over the community. People were just, you know, excited to be able to honor Larry in this time. He's given 35 years to the organization of youth hockey, and he's really loves in working with the young kids. He likes the youngsters, and the under 10 is kind of his ballywag. And he just says he loves it because it teaches kids so much about teamwork and hard work, and so he continues to give back.
And from what it sounds like, too, you know, he impacted so many different kids from so many different communities. It wasn't just Elyria.
No, I understand that this hockey club is like the feeder program for Avon, Amherst, Midview, all of these local hockey teams, and kind of the youngsters go through this youth hockey program and eventually go into the high school teams. And so if you've played in Lorain County in the last 35 years, you know, your son or daughter has probably been coached at one time or another by Larry Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, that's wild. I mean, we're talking, almost four decades of service. I want to say it was like back in the early 80s, right? He started doing this when he was coaching his own kids.
Yes.
And what was cool, too, in your story was the fact that he mentions, you know, I'm on a second generation now. Like, at one point, I coached some of these kids. I coached their parents, you know, 30-some years ago, which is also all really, really awesome stuff. Well, we'll close this one out the way we normally close out by asking you what's on tap for the coming week.
Well, we're finally going to start looking at the food insecurity stories again, this time tackling food pantries and how they are used in ways to, you know, bridge the gap in families' homes and so they can have more food in their homes.
Very cool stuff. Well, Lisa, it's always a pleasure to have you here in studio. I think we're on track for Tuesdays again for quite some time. I don't think we're going back to Wednesdays again for a while. So hopefully your phone's synced up and ready to rock
yes,
and roll.
We're ready to roll.
Yeah, we didn't throw too many curveballs at you. But always a pleasure to have you in. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you so much.